Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson, and this is recording Astrology Boo number 39, and this is dedicated for you capricious Capricorns, and the last half of April. There's a lot going on at the moment, and you guys are pretty practical and you like to hear it. You like things shot straight from the hip, so I won't beat around the bush too much. But suffice to say, you'll all be more than slightly aware that Pluto has been going through your first house, and that has been creating all sorts of complications and confidence issues. It's a time when things tend to just go epically wrong. When Pluto went through Sagittarius, I'm a Sagittarius, and when Pluto went over my sun, boy, was that a really tricky few years for me, because you question who you are. What's your identity? What are you supposed to be doing? And where you've been lying to yourself. The House of Cards comes tumbling down. For those people that didn't have so higher expectations on themselves, it tends to go quite smoothly, and offers the opportunity for a greatly enhanced life, actually. But I imagine for most people, the effect of Pluto when it hits you in the first house is that it makes you just question absolutely every part of your life. No sooner have you got one part of it sorted out, then there's something else up for review. Trust me when I say this is a period in time that is defining who you are as a person, and that, very, very soon you'll be looking back on this and just feeling really incredibly free from the whole thing. It might take a while. It is a time of sore nerves, possibly a sore heart, definitely sore finances at different times. But hey, it's life, But hey, you guys know how to cope with most things eventually, and you tend to do it a lot better than both of us. The key is not to control it. And this is why I wanted to talk to you really about the month ahead, so for the rest of April, because on the 15th, so in 2 days' time, I'm recording this on the 13th, from my bathtub, I have to say, just to keep it really honest and above board. So on the 15th, we've got the lunar eclipse, which is like a jolly great big full moon, and that's taking place in the sign of Libra. With us, so the moon's in Libra in your 10th house of aspiration, success, reputation, and public persona, and then the sun and Uranus and Mercury are in your 4th house of home and privacy and peace and quiet and refuge. So there's a lot going on for you on the 15th. The full moon is going to be activating your emotions in those arenas. And one thing that I do see, which needs to really be highlighted to you guys, because you've also got Mars retrograde in your 10th house at the moment. And when that happens, it tends to incapacitate you a little bit career-wise. It shows that you've got things that you want to, messages that you want pursuing, that you want to put out there onto your public image. But it almost seems that as soon as you've put your ideas out there, you're getting some kind of feedback that you're too forceful or slight. You're getting some kind of aggressive or irritating pushback from the people that you are delivering to. So it's always worth bearing that in mind. The 15th, Tuesday the 15th, might be a day of work frustrations and misunderstandings with your clients. I don't know. The North Node is conjunct the moon on that day, and the North Node is a point of karma. And it looks like for you guys, Capricorn, one of the things that you're working through at the moment is working out not only on your mass soul searching mission, trying to find out, what shape your life needs to take, but one of the really tricky things that you're working out is what is your public perception? What do you want to be thought of in the public domain? And that's a tricky one because a lot of Capricorns shy away from the limelight, and like to keep a back foot to maintain some privacy. Once you get out there's no hiding, and you're very, very aware of that. So I guess one of the things for you right now is how much do you want the separation between your public life and your private life? Because to me, that seems to be where the action's at the moment. It might be to move your career on to the next level that you need to give up some of your privacy, and that's a huge ask. Moreover, with Uranus in your fourth house, that's creating a very unsettled feeling at home. For me, when Uranus went through my fourth house, I experienced several moves of home. I'm talking like lots in a period of 7 years. It brought loads of disruption. But, you know, I move around a lot. For most people, it signifies a big move, a significant move. So I'm not necessarily talking about moving next door. I suspect you're thinking about moving somewhere a little bit further away, you know, relocating, maybe because your business demands it. I don't know. But there's this need for a shake-up at the absolute roots level. So that's what's really happening in the 15th. You've got the tension of home versus work. Now, the lunar eclipse is a great time to think about intending or making some kind of wish. You know, if you don't like the term wish, then think of it as a goal. That's more Capricorn language for starters. So if you've got a goal in mind, think about a goal that works through that dynamic. So how can I allow my business to flourish during these changeable times? How can I find the right home that supports my business? Those kind of goals. And if you put them out there at the time of the lunar eclipse, that will certainly create some magic momentum for you. Now, leading up to the 23rd, I'm going to come back to this because I've got a small infant child approaching. And he's asking for some kind of TV type related thing. Andy's Dinosaur Adventure. Do you want to come and say hello to the Capricorns? No, he's gone shy. Oh, he's going. So I shall carry on with the reading. Apologies for that little interruption. So the 23rd then, we've got a grand square formation occurring. Now, it's including your home and your work dynamic that I've already mentioned, but it also includes the tensions of finding a place that works for you and possibly finding a life partner. You've got Jupiter going through your seventh house at the moment, which on its own is a very, very lucky thing. When Jupiter goes through your seventh house, it's a great time to meet a significant other. It's a great time to meet generous people. The people around you seem to be generous and open-hearted. It's really, really great. It's a good omen for finding a relationship. But it might be that the tension for you is you need to get out. You need to move away. You need to put more into your business at a time when there is romance available to you. So all those tensions are going on around the 23rd. And then by the 29th, I see this as being very, very lucky for you. By the 29th, we've got the new moon stroke solar eclipse in Taurus. So on the 29th of April, that's in Taurus. And that is taking place in your 5th house of creativity, giving birth to ideas, passion, sex, romance. It's almost as if from the 29th you're able to start a new project and you get the go-ahead on a new project. So if there's some kind of, you know, if your great intention for your life at the moment is to find romance or to put your attention to, I don't know, becoming a parent or something, this actually marks a time of fertility for you where you can start to reap those rewards to a certain extent. It shows the focus of your attention is going to be moving off the very, very personal home, work and relationship thing and going into a more dynamic thing where rather than looking for something sort of static in the idea of home is a particular place, work is a particular thing, your partner is another particular thing. The idea of the fifth house and having your new moon there represents this birthing. It's a movement, it's a growth. So whatever's going on this month, by the end, by the 29th, have some kind of thoughts or focus that allows you to move and plant seeds and grow from where you're currently stuck. That's the best I can do for you right now, I'm afraid. I would just say you've got some very powerful people in your networks at the moment. And with Saturn in your 11th house up until Christmas, you need to maximise those. So that might also help you to know that you've got some very powerful, influential supports out there. Don't forget to use them. And I would also say it is a time when you can continue learning. So if learning and honing your skills is a great way of distracting you, but also creating more options for you, then don't forget to pursue that. I can see that being very, very soulful and exciting for you. Anyway, if you want to know more, give me a buzz. Drop me a line at louisatannermunson@gmail.com or connect to me via the power of social networking. It's at Astrology Boo for Twitter. It's Astrology Boo on Facebook and also astrologyboo.com. So hopefully I will speak with you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.